Good morning, and welcome back to your favorite daily devotion podcast. It's been a while, and a lot of growth has happened. We found a new church to go to. It's absolutely wonderful. I've been saved. I have made a lot of new friends, and every day I work diligently to live a Christ-centered life. From now until the end of the year, we're going to be reading from the Joyce Meyer book called The Confident Woman Devotional. I personally have the pink cover, but if you go on Amazon, I think that they're a blue cover now, but just type in The Confident Woman Devotional, 365 Daily Inspirations by Joyce Meyer. This was one of my first ever gifted devotionals, and it was the stepping stones in my life, helping me grow my faith. And I'm happier. I have more self-control. I have more confidence in myself, and I'm finally feeling that peace that I've always longed for. So open your heart to God's unconditional love as we get through the trials of life through Scripture. Hang on tight and enjoy the journey. So Joyce Meyer puts an introduction in the beginning of this devotional, and I just want to read it to you guys so you can get a sense of what this devotional is about, what her intentions were behind writing it, and, you know, ultimately how this can be a light in your own life as well too. So the introduction. If you would have told me 40 years ago that I'd one day write a devotional about being a confident woman, I'm not sure that I would have believed you. As a child, I endured many years of sexual abuse, which left me emotionally broken and seriously lacking confidence. And on the outside, I came across as tough, a bold person who couldn't care less what other people thought. However, on the inside, I was the exact opposite. I was fearful and terribly insecure. My lack of confidence showed up everywhere, from my marriage to my husband Dave, to my ministry work, to every single one of my relationships, because I wasn't rooted and grounded in God's love. I constantly relied on other people to prop me up, to keep me fixed so I would feel good about myself. And the truth was, I didn't like myself. And I was constantly focused on everything that was wrong with me. I was also stuck in a cycle of comparing myself to other people, always trying to be more like them. However, the more I tried to be like others, the more miserable I became, because God didn't create me to be exactly like them. He created me to be me. And when I finally learned to love and value myself the way that God does, was when I began to receive my confidence from Him. And it changed everything. I believe the world makes this particularly difficult. Society has created a false, unrealistic image of women. And from the time that we're young, we are bombarded with messages about how we should look and how we should act. And we're told that our worth is based on what we do and who we marry or where we live. However, our self-worth doesn't come from other people, a title, the way we look, or anything we do. Our security and confidence come from knowing who we are in Christ. We have tremendous worth and value simply because we are beloved and cherished daughters of the King. And regardless of your past, I want you to know that you can live with confidence and a healthy self-image. God loves you, and He desires for you to truly love yourself for who you are, your personality, your gifts and talents, your quirks, everything. Yet sometimes this truth takes time to sink in. You have to soak it in. This devotional includes some of the greatest lessons that God has taught me over the past 40 years on how to overcome my fears and insecurities and live boldly and confidently in Christ. I believe as you focus daily on Him, He will teach you these things too, and not just a surface knowledge, but a deep down in your spirit knowing. In this expanded edition, I have included new insights, inspirational quotes, a practical action items to help you apply God's word to your life in a personal way. I've also included inspiration from several women from the Bible who, like you and me, are flawed, but God still used them to do amazing things. And I can tell you one thing for certain. God has created you to be confident, bold, and free. Free to be yourself. Free from the need to compare yourself to others. And free to step into His destiny for your life. He wants you to see yourself the way He sees you. And as a special, loved child of God, confident to walk boldly into your future, loving your life, and loving the person He's created you to be. And that, again, you guys, is just the introduction to this devotional. And like I said before, this devotional was truly the stepping stones to me. Just like even adding scripture into my life and starting to get curious about reading the Bible and, obviously building my belief system and, Jesus and just learning more and relating scripture to real life situations that I could relate to that helped me grow into being the person that I am today. And, it's been a long time since I've been making episodes on this, and I'm really excited to bring them back because, like I said, we found a church that we go to now, and we've been going there for, I would say, maybe 7 or 8 months. Definitely at least 6 or 7 months, but, I'm not really keeping track. I absolutely love going, and we, do Bible studies, and Madison has my daughter. She has an amazing group that she gets to be a part of with the church and all the friends that we, me and my daughter have been able to make at the church and the growth that we've been able to experience and, just reading and learning the Bible and being surrounded by people who have the same strong faith. And like, it's just been such an incredible positive change. And so like, I've even grown a lot myself since the last time I was making episodes. And I feel like I have just really broke down some glass walls that I've had. And, again, like I said, I have been saved and I've truly accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I've repented of my sins, and I am currently working on my testimony. I'm not ready to share that, but it is such an incredible feeling of just really surrendering yourself to God and feeling that unconditional love, But anyways, I'm so excited, you guys, to bring these devotions back to you guys. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe. In today's world, we need Jesus. Our hearts need Jesus. So watch and see how He sets you free. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. Good morning, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Daily Devotions. I'm your host, Anna Sherry. Let's open our hearts to God's unconditional love as we get through the trials of life using scripture. God has purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, a reward for your faithfulness. Trust Him and don't give up. Let's get started. The devotional credits, you guys, we're reading from the Confident Woman Devotional by Joyce Meyer. You can purchase this book on Amazon. Let's get into it. Scripture reading from my Bible that correlates with what we're reading today is Acts chapter 5. Verses 15 through 16. As a result of the apostle work, sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them as he went by. Crowds came from villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Peter was a man with a past. He was bold and not afraid of change, but he also had many faults. If you go and look in Matthew chapter 16, verses 22 through 23, we see Peter trying to correct Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 through 35, we see that Peter thought more highly of himself than he should have. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 through 75, it is recorded that Peter denied even knowing Jesus. And once Peter realized the depth of his sin, he wept bitterly, which showed that he had a repentant heart. Verse 75, God is merciful and understands our weaknesses. In John 21, we see Jesus lovingly restore Peter. Peter had been included in God's plan for the future, even though he had a past record of foolishness and failure. Peter had denied Christ, and yet he became one of the best known apostles. Peter could have spent his entire life feeling bad about his denial of Jesus, but he pressed past the failure and became valuable to God's kingdom. And you can too. So I'm going to stop here because in this devotional, it's so good. They start with scripture, which I kind of took the scripture that she was putting in the book and I went right to my Bible and I read it straight from the book. And the book that I'm reading, the Bible that I have, is the New Living Translation. So I know that she gets some of hers from this. She gets some of her scripture from the King James Version. So we're just going to have to like bear with it. But I opened my Bible and I got that. And then she correlates everything to kind of real life situations to kind of break things down so that we understand what the scripture is saying and how, again, that relates to our real life situation. And so just to kind of go off the script a little bit here, at church, we have started this women's group. You know, it's basically for like the moms that we all have there, and our kids get to play and we get together and we read from scripture. We relate to real things. You know, we talk about our struggles, the things that we're going through. You know, it's all faith-based and like our journey of growing and keeping a Christ-centered home, making sure that our children are being raised with the word of God, and, you know, just so many other things. This is like, I call it my therapy session because I get so much stuff off of my chest. And, you know, on the last episode that I made, I really made it clear that like I have been saved. And for the first time, I truly feel confident in saying like Christ has forgiven me of my sins. I have been saved by the grace of God. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I have repented of my sins. Like I'm talking tears pouring out, full-on remorse, and just feeling sorry and giving my heart to God, opening my heart to God, you know, and repenting of all of these things that I've done and just continuing to try to walk, you know, to be more like Jesus and not sin and, you know, try to have like a pure heart, I guess, if you will. And so this right here for me, it was like to bring back my podcasts. And this is the first episode. Like, I didn't pre-plan this. I literally opened my book up today and I was like, whoa, that is insane, because this was just a few weeks ago that I truly felt like, okay, this is the day that I've been saved. And I repented like deep within my soul. I don't know how else to say it. Like, there's a difference between just saying, oh God, I am a sinner, you know, please forgive me for my sins. And like, you're just asking for forgiveness, which is fine. But when you're brand new, if you're a young Christian in your faith and you're just starting out and you're kind of learning and, you know, trying to be more like Jesus and learning about your Bible and you're stepping into faith and you're trying to live, you know, a better life that is Christ-centered, you kind of go through these convictions and realizations about yourself and the things that you have done in your past. And so that really stuck out to me, where it said, you know, Peter could have spent his entire life feeling bad about his denial of Jesus, but he pressed past the failure and became valuable to God's kingdom. It's just absolutely incredible. And then once Peter realized the depth of his sin, okay, that is where I was. Where like I knew that there were things that I had done wrong that wouldn't be pleasing to our Lord, and I have repented many times before, but it was the wept bitterly which showed that Peter had a repentant heart. Okay, so like, you know, when you're mad at somebody and they owe you an apology, but when they say sorry, it's like, yeah, they're saying sorry, but you can tell just by the tone of their voice or their facial expressions or whatever, like you can just tell if it's a genuine sorry or if it's just saying sorry in hopes to be in your good graces. You know what I mean? you can tell the difference between really, really, really feeling sorry and just saying it because you feel like that's what you need to do. And that's kind of the crossroads of where I was at. And I do have a few Bible verses and scripture readings that I want to share with you guys that are not in this devotional, but they are scripture readings that were handed to me by one of my friends at church to kind of help me on my growth journey. Because when you repent of your sins, that is one thing. And I mean, I really poured my heart and soul, apologizing, just saying sorry for all the things that I've done and that I know that I am a sinner, and, really opening and giving my heart. Like, I completely gave my heart to God and confessed my sins for everything that I've done, and I asked for forgiveness. And these are just scriptures that kind of relate to that, that kind of gave me that perspective. Because when you first start out and you're doing those things, it was always in the back of my head, like, well, does God really forgive me? Like, how do I know that I am forgiven? How do I have to repent every single day? Like, is this an everyday thing? But that is not what God wants us to do. We are to repent of our sins, give our hearts to Jesus, accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and you're forgiven. God loves unconditionally. He loves you. Even all the wrong things that you maybe have ever done in your life, God loves you. There's no other way to say it, unconditionally. And Jesus died on the cross. He paid the ultimate price for all of our sins so that we too can be forgiven. But there is obviously a difference between, like, you know what I mean? Like, your actions is what creates sin, and if you just, that these things are bad and you continue to do them, you're forgiven. Like, you got to genuinely want to make a change in your life, not just because that's what God tells us to do, but He wants us to be on the right path. And of course, our actions determine that. And so anyways, I feel like I'm kind of chasing a rabbit here, but it's been such a journey for me, because I truly did feel that way. And I had expressed this at our women's group, this past week, and just like, how do I know if God has truly forgiven me? And so these were some scriptures that were given to me that kind of helped me realize, it kind of validated those feelings and built my trust in the Lord, that I know that I have been forgiven. I have truly repented for my sins. I have, asked God for forgiveness. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and I continue every single day to not repeat the same mistakes that I've repented for, asking for forgiveness. Just don't repeat the same things that you know are not serving you, okay? And you will stand in God's good grace, because He loves you and He will always love you. But the scriptures that were shared with me, the first one is from Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9. It says, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not rewarded for the good things that we have done, so none of us can boast about it. The other one is from chapter 1 in Ephesians, and we're going to verse 13. And it says, and you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. And this isn't in my notes, but I'm just going to continue with verse 14. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance that He promised, and that He purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. Now, the next one that was given to me is in Romans. So go to Romans and go to chapter 10, and it's verses 9 through 13, okay? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. they have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So my question for you guys today, and I will put this in my little question box. You guys can feel free to give me, your insights, opinions, or, how you liked the episode or whatever. Just kind of give me your thoughts. But have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you truly opened your heart and accepted Jesus? And have you been brave enough to repent of your sins? So ponder on that today, my friends. Because it is scary. It's a scary journey when you start out, and it's taken me a really long time to get to this point. So I don't want you to think that this is something that's going to be easy. This is something that you have to feel deep in your heart. I need God's grace. And it's like when you open your heart to God and you accept Him as your Savior, and then you show up every single day and do your best to keep learning and keep growing, keep trusting the Word of God, keep trusting God in general, and, trying your best to live a Christ-centered life, which, okay, we have the Ten Commandments, okay? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not be envious of what other people have. Thou shalt not commit adultery. We can go on and on about these, and maybe I'll do an episode on the Ten Commandments. I don't know, but it's like you have to get to a certain point in your life, which is what happened to me, where something has to give. I need redemption, basically, salvation. And although I'm still working on my testimony, and hopefully, when that is finished, I might have the guts to share it. Because I'm not perfect, you guys. And like I said, I've been through things. I've done things that I'm not proud of. I am not the perfect Christian. None of us are. We are all sinners, but we all need Jesus. And the overwhelming amount of love that you will feel when you give your life to Christ is something that I don't have time to explain on here, but you will feel your emotions heightened. It's like an awakening, if you will. And, I just hope that anybody who's listening to this today, if you have not accepted Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you have not taken time to pray to Him and admit that you're a sinner, and that there's probably things that you've done that you shouldn't have, or that you're not very proud of, or that wouldn't be pleasing to God, I challenge you today to get on your hands and knees and give that to Him. Because whether you're talking to Him or not, whether you're praying or not, God knows the desires of our hearts. He already knows the things that we've done in secret or in publicized, where people know, and it's so funny. I wish I had my book here. Where is it at? But that's okay, because I can just go to it in my Bible really quickly. It's from Deuteronomy. So I'm going to go there, and it's chapter 29. And this is just a little add-on for you guys. 29 verse 29, chapter 29 in Deuteronomy verse 29. The Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that He has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions. I've just learned so much. If I went through all of my Bible notes from the last 6-7 months that we have been going to church, and just all the things that I've learned, we would literally be here forever. But the point of this, episode is, to let you guys know again that God is merciful and He understands our weaknesses. And again, I'm going back to reading the daily devotional that we have. We see Jesus lovingly restoring Peter. Peter had been included in God's plan for the future, even though he had a past record of foolishness and failure. Okay. And even though he denied Christ at first, he still became one of the best known apostles. Peter could have spent his entire life feeling bad about his denial of Jesus, but he pressed past that failure and became valuable to God's kingdom. And you can too. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast today. I'm very, very excited to just continue doing this because it's really transformed me, you know, and that's the title of the podcast today is Transformation. God loves you and he wants you, okay? He will forgive you for everything that you've done. You can be saved, but you have to open your heart to that. The prayer to end this podcast today says, Lord, you are a God of transformation. Help me to press past my failures and become a valuable servant of yours today. Thank you for including me in your plans for the future. Amen. And there is the clock in the background. Which if I do my podcast down here, you guys, there just ain't no stopping it. There ain't no stopping it, but it is what it is. And I just hope that you guys enjoyed this. I'm so excited to keep bringing you guys devotionals. So stay tuned. Make sure that you subscribe or follow me along on Spotify. In today's world, we need Jesus. Our hearts need Jesus. So watch and see how he sets you free. Enjoy the journey, you guys. Until next time, have a good day.